Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 FM on the dial, streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. It's time for Midwest Beats, a program all about music, people who make it, and entertainment at large. I'm Tom Lounges, your host, and for the next hour, we'll be playing some songs from regional Chicagoland artists who will be donating their time on Sunday, June 6th, at the Songwriters Circle for Critters. Now, last Friday, we had a few of them in studio. Today, I'm just going to give you a chance to hear some of their great original music and try to tease you, entice you, drop some breadcrumbs to lead you to the Hobart Art Theater at 230 Main Street in Hobart on Sunday for the Songwriter Circle for Critters, benefiting the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. We'll get to their music, and I'll tell you more about it after this. Good evening, everyone. Once again, it's time for Midwest Beat here on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Tom Lounges, your host, and I thank you for joining us. And I hope you'll join me on Sunday, June 6th. It's not only my birthday, it's also time for my annual birthday bash for charity. That's right. Every year, as I turn another year, I try to help out folks or animals. In this case, it is animals. The Humane Society of Northwest Indiana will benefit from this Sunday's June 6th concert. It's something unique for me. It's a songwriter circle. We're calling it the Songwriter Circle for Critters for obvious reason. It's at the Hobart Art Theater at 230 Main Street in downtown Hobart. And four amazing songwriters have volunteered their services, their time, their talent to help me raise money for the animals that are cases of abuse and homelessness. So we're going to play some of their music tonight. On Friday, I had a few of them joining me by phone and in studio to talk about their music and about this event. Tonight, I think we'll just play some of their music that is recorded. We've got some music coming forth from Ivy Ford. She's a blues singer, guitarist out of Chicagoland. She's done some gigs with Buddy Guy. In fact, she plays a Buddy Guy guitar. We've got Eric Lambert joining us in just, not joining us, but joining us at this event. And we'll get to something from him in just a moment. Robbie Celestin will also be there. Robbie is an R&B smooth pop singer. I like to liken him to Marvin Gaye, John Legend, stylistic, Shylights, Eugene Record, people like that. He's an old soul. And he's got a heck of a hat, I'll tell you that. You'll find out more about that at the show if you join us on June 6th. Also, Leslie Hunt will be there. And Leslie is a pop singer. She's also an alt rocker. She has a prog rock band called District 97. She's been on this program before for that. But her show that she'll be doing on June 6th, her segment of the Songwriter Circle, will be more pop, more AAA radio style. We'll get to some stuff from her as well. So tonight, no guests, just me and Jose hanging out in the studio playing records from these four amazing songwriters. Everything you hear tonight will be original music from these folks. These are older songs for the most part, except for Leslie. Leslie, we're going to be hearing some brand new stuff from her forthcoming album. But right now, here is Eric Lambert from a few years ago and the title track, Maiden Voyage, of his CD. Now, this is an instrumental piece because Eric is not only a great singer-songwriter, but he's one heck of a flat pick guitarist. So here he is, picking at Git Fiddle, Maiden Voyage. Love that tune. That's the title track of Eric Lambert's Maiden Voyage album. And you can find out more about Eric at ericlambert.com. And he's one of the many songwriters that's going to be performing. We have four great songwriters that are joining us. And that is Sunday, June 6th at Hobart Art Theater, 230 Main Street. And it's a fundraiser. 100% of the proceeds, every dollar, every penny, every nickel, will go to help out the animals of the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. It's special funds that will be benefiting the Hopes Fund for abused dogs and Helen's Fund for abused cats and dogs that need specifically emergency surgeries, things like that, stuff that'll really help them out. That tends to get costly and in other hands might not help out the animals too much. But they've got special funds over there for these type of animals, and that's what we're funding for this show. We're going to be filling those coffers back up. Hobart Art Theater, Sunday, my annual birthday bash for the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. The young man you just heard there, Mr. Eric Lambert, will be one of the four. We have Leslie Hunt. We have Robbie Celestin. We have Ivy Ford. You can get your tickets at brickartlive.com. That's www.brickartlive.com. There's a link there, and you can find out and read more about each of these artists. Let's see. What are we going to do here? Let's do, well, you know what? Before I get started, let me remind you that all of these artists, Ivy Ford, Robbie Celestin, Eric Lambert, Leslie Hunt, are all donating their time and talent. 100% of them is coming out. We're going to get a chance to talk with them. Songwriter Circle is a unique format of concert. It's not like the four artists will take turns going up one by one, you know, in sets. You won't be seeing any concert sets. You'll be seeing all of them on stage at the same time with yours truly, Tom Lounges, moderating. And they'll each have an accompanist. So what we'll do is we'll talk a little bit, just a little bit, find out something about the artist, about their songwriting, and then we'll ask them to tell the backstory behind one of the songs they've chosen. They'll then perform that song, and then we'll do the same with the next artist, and then so on and so forth. And we'll go through two or three circles of these songwriters. Take a short intermission, come back, and do more. Now, on the intermission, one of the things you'll be happy to find if you are a collector, because it's a songwriter's theme and because so many of my musical friends are animal lovers and do animal rescue, some celebrity friends have donated some great items that we will have as door prizes that you, the attendee, can possibly take home. So what do I have? I'll tell you. I got a signed book, Rock and Roll Fantasy. It's the history of Bad Company, and it's signed by Mr. Paul Rogers. Thank you, Paul, for sending that over. It arrived just the other day, and we'll also have a few other things from Paul. We'll have signed sheet music from Jim Peterick, handwritten lyrics that he has signed, and I believe it's for Vehicle, their 1970 hit with Ides of March. We'll also have, what else has come in? We've got a book from John Densmore of The Doors that's signed. We have sheet music for Kind of a Drag, the Buckingham song. And it was written by James Holvey, a legendary Chicago songwriter who's written for a who's who of various pop artists of the 60s and 70s. Well, James has handwritten and signed some lyrics for that. So those are just a few of the items that we have on the door prize list that you can get home, take home with you if you show up on Sunday, June 6th. That's this Sunday, June 6th at Hobart Art Theater. Let's play something else. How about something off the forthcoming Leslie Hunt album? And Leslie's first album is called Ascend. It's a 7-song EP. It comes out in June. And then in September, she'll have its companion piece, Descend. But we're going to go to the Ascend album now and play a song called There You Are, because wherever you're going, there you are.
What you gonna do? Stay.
go. There you are. Pretty prophetic, pretty logical, don't you think? That's from the pen of Leslie Hunt out of Chicagoland. Leslie was a semifinalist in season 6 of ABC TV's hit series American Idol. Yeah, she was one of those idol types, and she has not sat idle ever since. She has 4 solo albums under her own belt. She has several under the belt of District 97, which is her hard rock and progressive, I don't even know how you describe them. They're proggy, they're heavy, they're punky in a way. They're awesome. They're District 97, so you can hear Leslie sing that style as well. And you can find it all at her website at lesliehuntmusic.com. That's Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. No Y's involved. lesliehuntmusic.com. She's also a collaborator with Jim Peterick of Ides of March and Survivor fame. He's got an all-star project called World Stage, in which he gathers up all of his famous friends, and they make music together, and they perform shows. They do their own hits. They do his hits. They do all kinds of stuff. Leslie is part of that all-star ensemble. So lots of reasons just to go see Leslie alone. But she's not the only one on the bill. Joining her will be Ivy Ford, who I mentioned is a hardcore blues great guitar player with an old soul. And she's got so much sass and brass in her voice. And she is... She's been praised by the likes of Buddy Guy himself, who caught her at his Legends show. So you'll be able to see Ivy Ford, Leslie Hunt, the amazing Eric Lambert play guitar and sing his songs, along with his frequent collaborator, Char. And again, we've got Mr. Robbie Celestin. So who is Robbie Celestin? Well, he's performed at the White House for the Clinton administration. He's best remembered locally here in Northwest Indiana in the South Side as the former frontman for Northwest Indiana's group Timepiece. And he's also currently the frontman and vocalist of Chicago-based Final Say. They're a show band and they're a corporate group. He has his own self-named group, the Robbie Celestin Band, that is the vehicle for his original music. And you know what? We're going to hear something from him. He's got a brand new EP that he put together for his last concert, very limited. He's got a new album that's coming out very soon. And this is one of the songs from it. This one's called Wasting My Time. It was a tune that he wrote while sitting at the house, gaining a few pounds in front of the TV, maybe watching, binge-watching one of his favorite shows. It's called Wasting My Time. It was inspired by the COVID shutdown, and I'm sure it's one of them we may hear on Sunday at the special fundraiser.
Seem like I'm losing part of my mind. Every day's like the one before. I'm looking for a foothold I can find. I'm not an unreasonable man, but the walls are getting much too close, and I have nothing but time. I won't take less, so I gotta take the most. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my time. Okay, maybe just a pause. Cup of coffee as my backside hooks the couch. My body just settles in. My brain tells me, boy, don't be a slouch. I take a deep breath and then take another so my heart can feel at rest. Life is moving much too fast. I'm getting tired of every single test. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my time.
much time is spent in haste. Taking a breath is never a waste. Oh, why are we scared to be lazy? Just take a day so we don't go crazy. Don't go crazy. Please reassess your mind. What you see might make your heart go blind. Listen to these words I sing. Sometimes nothing is everything. Oh, I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my time.
That sounds like an old 60s soul song, but it's brand spanking new, written during COVID. Wasting My Time, that is Robbie Celestin. Keep up with him at Robbie, with a Y, RobbieCelestin.com. Again, he is the current frontman with Chicago-based covers group Final Say, but he has his own original band, Robbie Celestin Band, that does his original music. And he's got a brand new album that's from it, and it's planned for sometime in early 2022, as I recall. And you can find some of his stuff digitally on his website. Again, RobbieCelestin.com. Robbie will be one of the four singer-songwriters that are performing at the Songwriter Circle for Critters, an all-ages fundraising benefit for the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana in Gary. These four notable Chicago songwriters that you're hearing tonight will be together on stage for the duration of the event. They will all be up there at the same time, taking turns performing their original songs, telling the story's backstory, or the song's backstory, and adding a few comments here and there. I'll be your moderator, pulling some answers out of them. We may also have time to do some questions from the audience. We've got a few a few surprise guests that will be joining us as well on the intermission. So be sure to join us, okay? And make sure you bring some folding money, as they say in the olden country, because we're going to give you a chance to take home some truly unique door prizes. We've got the handwritten lyrics from Jim Peterick. He hand-wrote some of the lyrics for us from his 1970 number one hit, Vehicle, with the Ides of March, and then he hand-signed it. We've got hand-signed lyrics from songwriter James Holvey of his late 60s Buckingham's hit, Kind of a Drag. Paul Rogers of Bad Company has hand-signed a copy of the hardback book, Bad Company, Rock and Roll Fantasy. And another thing that just came in that we're going to add to the door prize list is a concert DVD from Chile with Love, and it's hand-signed by legendary Grand Funk singer-songwriter guitarist Mark Farner. All of these artists have been on this program, and all of them have graciously donated these items so that we can help the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana with their abuse cases of local animals. Let's play another song. I was telling you about Ivy Ford. Ivy is a unique artist. She started out singing pop music, she told me, doing things like Britney Spears covers and Madonna and things like that. And suddenly, she discovered the blues and fell passionately in love with the blues. Ford's got a sassy and commanding presence, and she even got compliments from Mr. Buddy Guy himself after she popped up on stage at his iconic Blues Club Legends playing a Buddy Guy guitar, you know, the spotted one. She was playing it, and he came up to her after and says, you know, you play that pretty darn good. She was also ranked top 40 in the International Blues Challenge, and she's got two albums of original music, and she's working on a new one this year. Let's give you something a little bit. This is a live track, actually, of her, perhaps recorded at Legends. I'm not sure on that, but it's live. It's her take on one of her songs called Harvesting My Roots. This is Ivy Ford, one of the singer-songwriters that'll join us this Sunday, June 6th at the Art Theater.
Thank you.
sassy, and she's got a command of the audience when she performs, whether she's performing solo acoustic or with her full band. This lady is one of those performers you just can't take your eyes off. She's got that something, that it factor, as they say. And again, that's why she's probably ranked in the top 40 on the International Blues Challenge. She's done very well for herself. She's impressed the likes of Buddy Guy and other great blues performers up in Chicago. Started performing herself in 2015. And now you get a chance to see her at the Hobart Art Theater in downtown Hobart, because it's at 210 Main Street, just two doors down, or a door down, rather, from the Record Bin. So come hang out with me at the Record Bin, and then join me as I moderate the Songwriter Circle for Critters. Again, it's my birthday jam. Every year I take my birthday and I find a reason to have a party that benefits one of my favorite charities. And the last couple of years it's been the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana, because I just love those little animals, and they don't have a chance if we don't take care of them, because humans are pretty crappy if you think about it. Some of the abuse cases we see, I got to tell you, I'm shocked to the bone at how brutal and how inhumane humans can be. Some pretty horrible things come through the shelters, and those little animals do not deserve it, and they deserve someone to care for them. And I'm hoping that's you. I'm hoping you will join me and all these songwriters we're playing tonight for the Songwriter Circle for Critters, Sunday, June 6th. Don't worry if you got to work the next day. I know you're already saying, but I got to work the next day, Tom. I can't stay out late. It's okay. We're starting at 5 o'clock. You'll be done by 8:30. You'll be home by 9 and tucked in your bed, knowing that you have done a good thing. You have bought tickets to an event of which 100%, every penny, every nickel, every dollar, every dime, will go to help these animals. You see, we've got some great sponsors that are helping us out to make sure all costs are covered. The artists themselves are donating their performances, and we're just going to have a wang-dang doodle, in the words of Coco Taylor, who Ivy in many ways reminds me of. So let's get back. We have heard a song from each of these artists. We started with Eric Lambert. We played some Leslie Hunt. We got some Robbie Celestin in there and Ivy Ford. So that brings us all the way back to Eric Lambert. Let's give you another song from his catalog. This one's going back to 2013. It's an original tune called Another Sunny Day in Caroline.
I'm easing down the road on my belongings on my back. That rambling man keeps playing on my mind. Sleeping in a box, curling down the railroad track, dreaming about the girl I left behind. I've seen the mountains out in Colorado, stars up in the big Montana sky. I've seen some things, and Lord, I know no other sight so fine. As another sunny day in Caroline, breaking camp along Spring Creek, breathe deep and I smile. Big city just can't offer that at all. Wondering where you're headed as you log another mile, waiting for your destiny to call. I've seen the mountains out in Colorado, stars up in the big Montana sky. I've seen some things, and Lord, I know no other sight so fine as another sunny day in Caroline. Planes were never meant for me. Love the road and welcome every turn. Yes, and everywhere I've been is everywhere I've longed to be. Lay down my head at night with no concern. I'm easing down the road on my belongings on my back. I'm on a path that's bound to take me home. Back to the Smoky Mountains, home to the Cherokee. Back to the old home place, no more to roam. I've seen the mountains out in Colorado, stars up in the big Montana sky. I've seen some things alone, I know no other sight so fine. There's another sunny day in Caroline. Another sunny day in Caroline.
Another sunny day in Caroline. That's going back to 2013. Eric Lambert is one of those guys that, gosh, he's been around forever. He's been around as long as I've been around, maybe even a little longer on the local scene. After years on the road as a member of bands like the Laughing Gnomes. That was the band I think I discovered him in. I don't know. I've just known this guy forever. But I remember the Laughing Gnomes. What a great name for a band. What a great bunch of guys. Hartsfield. He was a member of that touring band for a long time, as well as the Hen House Prowlers. So Eric's been doing music a long time, always been Americana, which is an elemental blending of folk and country and blues and rock and even some rockabilly from time to time. And he has several of his own solo albums, not only with those bands that I mentioned, but also solo albums like the one you just heard from, Maiden Voyage. And Eric's been focusing lately on fine-tuning the art of songwriting during the COVID shutdown. He's already hailed as one of the best flat-pick guitarists in America, and he said he wanted to focus on the songwriting side of his career, not just the guitar. So that's what he's been doing in the past year and a half. He's been really woodshedding on songs and recently finished recording his next album called Beatin' the Odds along with engineer producer John Carpenter. He worked with John and has worked with John for a number of years on his albums over at Thunderclap Studios in Hammond. I think we're looking at a July 2021 release date, and you can get all the details you need on Eric Lambert at www.ericlambert.com. Well, I know I told you I was going to play only new stuff from Leslie Hunt off her new forthcoming CD, Ascend. It's a 7-song EP. Ascend is coming in late June with a follow-up companion EP called Descend, slated for September 2021. And you can find out more about those at LeslieHuntMusic.com. That's Leslie with an I-E, not a Y. But one of my favorite albums from Leslie takes us back to 2009. It was an album called Your Hair is on Fire. And I know she wants to push her new stuff, but I just got to tell you, this is an incredible song, and I hope you'll enjoy it. It's catchy, it's poppy, and it's pretty cool. Listen to the words and try to remember back when you had your first date. That's what this one's called. Leslie Hunt. Leslie Hunt, going back to 2009, and Your Hair Is on Fire. I think that was her second album. I know she's got four albums out there now with her two new EPs coming up real soon. I believe it's the end of June we'll have her first EP coming out, which is Ascend, and then in September we'll have Descend, sister albums, if you will, companion pieces. So, again, want to remind everybody that this show is happening on Sunday, June 6th. Doors open about 4:30, and the show starts at 5. I'll be your moderator. We'll have all four songwriters on stage. They'll each be doing two songs during the first set as we talk a little bit about them, and they're going to play some brand-new stuff. And then you're going to have an intermission. We're going to have a couple of special guests just popping up for a moment or two on stage. We'll also have some incredible items that we'll have for bidding as door prizes, signed items from James Holvey, handwritten lyrics from his top five late 60s Buckingham's hit, Kind of a Drag, Paul Rodgers of Free and Bad Company, and For a Minute There for Queen, has hand-signed a copy of the new hardback book, Bad Company, Rock and Roll Fantasy. We've got a concert DVD from the legendary singer, guitarist, songwriter of Grand Funk, Mr. Mark Farner. And, of course, Ides of March, Vehicle, the hand-signed lyric sheet from Jim Peterik, Grammy Award winner. All of those things and more will be on the door prize table that you can bid on. And, again, 100% is being donated to the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. It's Sunday's Songwriter Circle for Critters. All ages, great music. Come support these amazing singer-songwriters. You don't always have to hear Brown Eyed Girl, you know. You can listen to some brand new music. It's refreshing. It's what this show is about. It's what NPR is about, debuting some of these great young talents and even older talents in their new music. So you're going to hear some great new stuff, just like you do on this program, just like you're hearing tonight. We heard Leslie Hunt. We heard Eric Lambert a second time. We're going to get to some Ivy Ford in just a moment. But right now, this is another new one written during the COVID year that we just endured by Mr. Robbie Celestin. And again, one of the great R&B soul vocalists of our generation and certainly of Chicagoland. This one's called This I Will. Listen to the throwback sound. You'll love it.
How can I prove how much I'm loving you? What can I do? Tell me what you need. Your wishes I will heed. This I will do. Oh, I'll write you a love song using your name. Tell you that the stars and your eyes are the same. Oh, this, oh, this I will do. My charms. Oh, it's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, yeah. When the morning comes, I'll shade you from the sun. I'll until your dream is done. There's nothing I wouldn't do. What?
The story stays the same. As the years roll away. You'll always have my love till you die.
You'll always have my love. Now this I will do.
anything, everything I do. Oh, everything I do.
Robbie Celeste, this I will. I remember just a few months ago, he shot me an email and sent that song as a MP3 and says, I wanted to accomplish something that I pictured myself doing this vintage 60s soul show or something. And he goes, I wanted to capture that. I wanted a song that sounded like it came from that era. And I certainly think he did a great job there. This I Will, Robbie Celestin. Keep up with him at robbieselestin.com. That's Robbie with a Y. All right, we got time for one more. We're going to get to it in just a second. But first, I want to remind everybody that this Sunday finds the historic, transformed movie house, the Hobart Art Theater at 230 Main Street in downtown Hobart, hosting its first ever Songwriter Circle. Me, Lounges, is going to serve as the unique events moderator. It's also my first time producing a songwriter circle, so it's all new to me, and I hope you'll be there to share this first-time thing with both the theater and myself. Sunday Songwriter Circle for Critters is an all-ages fundraising event benefiting the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana in Miller Beach. Four notable singer-songwriters, the ones you've been hearing tonight, will be together on stage for the duration of the event, taking turns stepping forward and performing original songs, telling the song's backstory, fielding a few short questions from me, and if we have time at the end, from the audience. The writers are, of course, blues artist Ivy Ford, R&B artist Robbie Celestin, Americana flat pick guitarist Eric Lambert, and the genre-crossing American Idol semifinalist from season 6, Leslie Hunt. All of them are animal lovers and are happily donating their time and talents as a means of giving back and helping to make a difference through music. Eric Lambert was on this show Friday for a while, and he said a quote that I just loved. He said, "Music can often be an instrument of healing, and this is one of those times," said Eric. "If playing my music can help someone's life become better or help an animal in need, then it's a blessing. Couldn't say it better myself." And one of the things that's unique about songwriter circles is that they're a lot of fun for the participating performers as well as the audience. It gives the audience a peek behind the creative curtain in regards to how songs are written. And the audience gets to see and hear the writers interact with each other about their respective music and their creative process. It's definitely not a traditional concert, but there will be a lot of music featured, and it's for a great cause, to help homeless and abused animals in the care of the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. So join Robbie Celestin, join Eric Lambert, join Leslie Hunt, and join Ivy Ford, along with myself, at the Hobart Brickyard Theater. Now, at the Hobart Art Theater, and you can get tickets at brickartlive.com. That's www.brickartlive.com. Tickets are on sale now, and you can get them online. You can also pick up physical tickets at the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana at 1600 Melton Road in Gary. Also at the Brick House Bar and Grill, which is right next door to the theater and connected, and at both record bin locations at 218 Main Street in Hobart and 1601 Franklin Street in Michigan City. And we're going to have some special guests on the intermission, too, and all those great door prizes. I can't say thank you enough to Jim Peterick, to Bad Company's Paul Rogers, to Mark Farner of Grand Funk fame, to James Holvey, Chicago songwriter of so many hits, most of the hits you know from the Buckinghams. All of it is going to be happening on Sunday, June 6th. It's my birthday party, and you're invited. I want you to come. I want you to give gifts to the animals and help me. And these artists help them. Enough said. Let's close out with a final song. This is one where you'll be saying, "The devil made me do it." It's Miss Ivy Ford and The Devil's Song. I'm Lounges. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening to Midwest Beat. Adios.
Many roads I've crossed. I don't know if I owe the devil all. many roads I've crossed. And I've been a lot of places. Now I've been lost. I don't know if I owe the devil, but many roads I've crossed. I know what it's like to be wide awake in the middle.